Heights has been one of those cases of sort of glacial change. Booz Allen and the Partnership for Public Service did a report on the progress that agencies have made in implementing telework. And you know, glacial is, I guess, the term I would use. In fact, in some cases, the number of teleworkers had dropped. And we found that, as you may expect, the principal barrier to embracing telework was mindset, sort of 9/10 culture and 1/10 technology. But let me emphasize here, the report that we did was pre-Telework Act. And my hope is that that will represent a sea change in the implementation curve for telework.
And this mindset more on the side of, I know supervisors, managers tend to get the blame for this, that they like seeing people, they like to know that their people are quote-unquote there from 9 to 5 or whatever. But it's always been my sense that it's almost as much on the employee side, because they have this feeling, you know, out of sight, out of mind, and I don't want to be out of mind right now.
I think you're exactly right. I think the latter is kind of a delayed reaction. So the initial barrier is the supervisor is used to line of sight management, and they have to get used to managing in a distributed workplace remotely. That's the challenge. It's something, though, that can be learned. We may want to come back to this, Chris. It also requires a pretty robust performance management system.
Yeah.
That's part of the trust-building process. But on the other hand, I think the delayed reaction is that employees who begin to telework and do so on an extended basis also worry about becoming disengaged, the out-of-sight, out-of-mind syndrome. And that is a legitimate concern, too, because, frankly, best practice says that no matter how amenable the job is or the employee is to telework, you still have to figure out ways to reconnect them to the agency, to the workplace, and most importantly, to their coworkers.
And it seems like we've seen some examples. I know the Office of Personnel Management is using this results-only work environment. Part of what it seems to me going on here is this evolution of management from where we say, okay, we see people there, so we know they're working, to where we do truly focus on the results that people are providing, what they're actually accomplishing.
That's and to me, that's of tremendous significance, because I think that results orientation will ultimately mean a far more productive and high-performing federal government. But that's part of this long-term transformation that we've talked about. Most performance management systems need to be retooled so that they're far more oriented on results and far less oriented on attendance. And managers need to be trained in the soft skills of performance management and applying those skills in a distributed work environment. We already know that that's one of the areas where to be candid, agencies have tended to underinvest, and that is in training their first-level supervisors to be first-level supervisors. I think agencies all know they need to do that. This has always been a matter of resources and training capacity. But the same soft skills that go into teaching a manager how to set expectations, monitor performance, provide feedback, most of those skills can be adapted to a distributed workplace. But it's learning those skills in the first place. That's one of the hurdles.
Talk a little bit about, and you mentioned this early on, creating this environment where you focus. All of a sudden, you have to focus really on results, and that is a different management style. It's a different way of supervising people.
It is, and the transition from line of sight to focus on results is not easy. As I said, there's an infrastructure involved, there's training involved, but it's also part of learning how to be a manager.
Yeah.
And I think, though, that once you get through it, once we get past it, and people start literally growing up in this kind of environment, so that I'm a teleworker now, and I'm used to having my results be the metric rather than my attendance, and my manager gets used to that, as I progress and develop and get promoted and eventually become a manager myself, this shift will occur. And, you know, I hope it doesn't require a generation to do so. I think there are ways to accelerate it, but I do think as people experience it, they practice it, they perfect it, this focus on results will be of great benefit to everybody. And frankly, I think managers will ultimately be very comfortable with this approach because it is far more objective, far more measurable, gives them something that they can talk about to employees on the front end with expectations, on the back end with product. And that's, to me, that's very healthy.
Well, and it's on top of something where in this era, in this age where citizens very upset with government workers, all of a sudden it gives you something that you can clearly demonstrate. This is what we've accomplished. This is what we measure. You may not like the measurements, but don't say that we haven't accomplished something.
Absolutely. And let me add a variation to that theme. You know, in an era of ice age, hiring freezes, pay freezes, things like that, this becomes an important retention strategy. The partnership and Booz Allen released a report late last year on attrition and then a companion piece earlier this year on retention. And, you know, attrition is relatively low in the federal government, at least on the surface, but underneath there are pockets in critical skill sets, relatively new employees where attrition is probably higher than it should be. And when you may not be able to backfill a vacancy, when you're under a freeze or where replacement rates are, you know, 1 for 2 or 1 for 3, every loss becomes critical. It may even become semi-permanent. If I've got 10 employees and I lose one and I'm under a hiring freeze, I may not be able to backfill. And I've just lost 10% of my capacity. Retention can be leveraged with telework. You know, it's part of the larger equation. Employees who are satisfied, who are engaged, et cetera, are much more likely to stay. And if you can solve the employee engagement problem with telework, it becomes a very, very powerful retention tool at a point when every loss is problematic and every time an employee says, I'm staying where I am, that's a small victory.
I know that folks often say this is going to happen because this younger generation of workers, this is just how they think. They're very mobile. They don't know phones with cords, for goodness sakes. but it also seems to me that those younger workers are also the people who say, hold on, I don't want to be out of sight, out of mind.
That's right. But there are all sorts of interesting possibilities here because that same generation, and I'm definitely not of that generation, but I'm learning to think like it, that generation can stay engaged in a far more virtual way. Mm. They've learned how to do it. They've grown up with social media. And I think agencies, are beginning to, figure out how to use social media to, drive employee engagement, through technology. And think about the powerful combination here of the mobile worker and the mobile workforce, but still connected to each other and to the agency and to their supervisor through social media. Now, I'm not sure anyone's actually crossed that Rubicon, but it makes for some interesting speculation. It's something that we've been looking at here at Booz Allen. How do we leverage the technology to create a much more collaborative workplace? But at the same time, provide for that sort of mobility that we know employees want.
There's when we were talking with your people about setting this up, and I said my frustration with telework, frankly, is we've been talking about this for a long, long time, and I think people generally know the arguments, know the discussions around it, and either it's going to happen, people are going to do it, or they're not going to do it, and I'm always looking for something that is different, something that's unusual, and I think GSA has done some of that with their folks, who they sent everybody, a whole unit went out, and they found that out of teamwork, they actually, if everybody was teleworking, there weren't part of the people inside, part of the people outside, everybody was on the same, and they actually collaborated about how to make it work effectively. That I found very interesting. But it does seem, I mean, I hear when I'm out talking to folks, people a little bit frustrated. I want to telework, and it's not happening quick enough.
Well, so I have my fingers crossed, Chris, that with the legislation and with the powerful statement that the president has made and that John Berry has made, I think that will, I hope that will help turn the corner. There's an interesting parallel at work. because you and I have been around a while. I've probably been around longer than you, but you know, how many times have we heard about hiring reform?
Yeah, right.
But what's different with this round of hiring reform is that you have a presidential memorandum that's given great impetus to the effort, and you've got OMB and OPM looking at metrics.
And does something like a telework bill, telework legislation, which says the default switch is you can telework. If you can't, you better be able to prove otherwise. Does that make a difference?
I think it does. Now, it may take a little bit of poker to see whether Congress is going to put some teeth behind it through oversight and other things. And, you know, so some agencies may test that. I think most agencies are going to approach this in good faith and try to overcome these barriers, but it always helps to have a law saying that this is how you're going to approach it. The other thing that we found is that oftentimes implementations are only partially successful because they're not comprehensive and integrated enough. I think you have six ingredients in the recipe here for telework success. Obviously, there's the design of the policy and the program, its implementation and evaluation, typically done out of the human capital office. That has to be sound. It needs to be accompanied by training on the soft skills that you and I talked about earlier.
Right. Yeah.
And the, you know, the emphasis on training in a distributed workplace, that too can help begin to change the mindset. The emphasis on performance management is healthy as a general matter, and coupled with that notion of how to apply those techniques in a distributed way, it can be very powerful. There needs to be a change management strategic communications component to this. It doesn't just happen. You know, you don't change agency mindsets just by declaring that they change. But there are some other, I think, harder-edged ingredients here. And these are, you know, there's no great secret that to the extent telework and flexible work arrangements are incorporated into agency COOP and COG contingency planning, so that it moves beyond the bailiwick of the human capital office to mission planning and mission planners, continuity of government, continuity of operations, then the roots begin to sink a little deeper.
Yeah.
When the facilities people are involved and they're worried about managing and saving real estate costs, rent, et cetera.
Well, and that just may, in and of itself, may be a big driver. When you don't, all of a sudden, you don't have an office, you have a hotel space that you come into, you don't have a regular spot, that may be a real driver.
Absolutely. And if you can, the facilities people can figure out how you reap those savings, and in an era of very tight budgets, every dollar is going to count. And then lastly, you got to have your network and data security people involved. We said at the outset, this is sort of 9/10 mindset and 1/10 technology. But technology can very easily become yet another excuse. Get the data security, the network security folks involved. Look, to be honest, there are areas where teleworking is problematic because of that, when employees have to deal with privacy-protected information or obviously classified information. But there are technological solutions if the technology experts are part of the equation. But those six ingredients have to be taken together in a comprehensive way for an agency's telework program to succeed, in my humble opinion.
Fair enough.